they've got to start from deep in their end of the field. And Garrison Hurd takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, sweeps to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a guard tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, 49ers. 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurd breaking tackle after tackle. Sweeps down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again, goes to the 40, gets away again, to the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking, got it, post, and it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the flag to the left side. It's Russell, it's intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman, his redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way, for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What is going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew, guys. We are on day six. Let me not get ahead of myself. Day six of March Madness. Now, listen, man, this is going to be a great, great night. I can feel it in my bones. Or maybe I'm just cold. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be a terrible night. All right. All right. So here we go. I'm first again. What's the best restaurant where you live and what do they serve? Oh, man. So in the exact city that I live in, there is a restaurant called, man, which one is the best one? There is a restaurant that I've heard of called Solo Pasta. And I haven't been there, but I've heard nothing but great things about it. However, there is a place called Cafe Antonio. It's an Italian place. And they do serve pizza, but they have like good, authentic Italian food. It is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So I'm going to go with them. That's probably the best place in the local town that I live in. Really good. Stephen Fox says here, out of Luke McCaffrey, Brendan Rice, and Frank Gore Jr., is there anyone you want the Niners to draft? I've actually had this question before, and I think I settled on Luke McCaffrey, a type of receiver that I think the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan would really like. But I'm not sure on whether or not he's going to be in reach of the 49ers. The McCaffrey name holds some weight. There's a lot of people who were doing the side-by-side comparisons of Brandon Rice's combine to Jerry Rice's, and Brandon is just a little bit bigger, a little bit faster. And I'm like, yeah, but those are crazy shoes to fill. Crazy shoes to fill. And I'll be completely honest with you guys. Frank Gore Jr. doesn't look nearly as good as Frank Gore Sr. did coming out of college. But it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. So I settled on Luke McCaffrey. Hopefully I don't offend anybody. I mean, if we get one, we get one. Cool. Let's see what happens, right? Mike, can you please help me spread the word? Twin Empire birthday is today, March 6th. Uh-oh. Happy birthday to Twin Empire. Hope you enjoy your day. Why am I up so late? Because you couldn't wait to see Nothing But Niners March Madness Day 6. 6 is my lucky number. That's why I said it's going to be a good day, man. It's officially March 6, man. I've made it. I made it through the wilderness. No, I made it through. Anybody? That was a Shrek version, by the way. All right, here we go. Fun game here. It says start, bench, cut. We got Justin Fields, Michael Vick, and Lamar Jackson. Ooh. All right, I'm going to start. Ooh. All right, I'm going to do this based off of the reflection of their entire career. Andy Reid had Michael Vick looking a little bit more accurate. He was so exciting. Oh, man. I'm going to start Lamar Jackson, bench Michael Vick, and cut Justin Fields. I can't wait for the second chapter of Justin Fields' NFL career, though, just so you guys know. I hope that if I'm asked this question again in 3 or 4 years, I change it all around. I change it all around. All right. I'm going to go start Jackson, bench Vic, and cut Fields for right now. Who's your favorite Transformer? So this is going to sound crazy, and I don't remember what he was called because the cartoon was so old and I was so young, but there was this blue guy who had like this big like cannon type thing, and there was like a bird that sat on his shoulder, and he turned into like a cassette player. A blue cassette player Transformer. So let's see who he was. Oh, this is him. This is it right here. Oh my God, I can't wait to share this image with you guys. Look at this. I'm so excited. I don't know what his name was. I'm going to find out his name as I'm showing the screen with you guys. But this one was the one. Like, I had bed sheets with this guy on it. Like, so let me be clear what I'm saying. I had bed sheets that had all the different Transformers on it. And it came with a pillowcase, but I would sleep on the side that had him and the little thing on his shoulder. Here, I'll show you guys. So this is the one right here. Share screen. I made it through the wilderness. You know I made it through. Soundwave. Huh? Huh? Let's go, Soundwave. Look, there's the cannon on his shoulder that I was talking about. And I think that's like a little, like, it's supposed to be like a robotic bird. This is my guy. He might have been a bad guy. I don't even remember. Like, but this was the one for me. Man, oh man. You know, as the movies came out, you know, in the 2000s, who didn't like Bumblebee? Get Soundwave, man. Oh, you guys are taking me back. I guess kids wouldn't even know what the hell a cassette player is nowadays. Oh, I'm getting caught up. Let me get off of this. So yeah, Soundwave was the answer. All right. Hope that helped you guys out there. All right. Let me see here. Do you think the 49ers will trade Ayuk to the Giants to move up to pick 6? And who would you like for best player at pick 6? Okay. It is possible that he would get traded. And I think that if the Giants came knocking and literally offered number 6, they would take it. Again, it's the 6th. 6 is my lucky number, and Ayuk is my favorite wide receiver on the Niners. So, yes, I'm going to say this would happen. My problem is to know who we would pick at 6, I would have to know what we did in free agency, so I can't answer that. And I don't want to disappoint you guys. If you guys ask questions about who we're going to draft, it's going to most likely end with me saying it depends on free agency, especially at 6. If there's an edge player that I really, really like, but they end up re-signing Chase Young, forget that edge player. You get what I'm saying? If there is a wide receiver that I really, really like, let's say they trade Brandon Ayuk and they want to get another wide receiver, but then we go out in free agency and we get a good wide receiver. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I have to be careful with how I answer those questions. So I don't have an answer. I have to see what happens first. Sorry. What's your all-time favorite food, drink, and dessert? Whew, this is tough. I'm not much of a dessert person. I am going to go with homemade strawberry cheesecake. My best friend's mom makes one for me every single year on my birthday. I know it's made with love. She goes out and gets the graham cracker crust with the not just any graham cracker, right? But like the one with the cinnamon on it. And she does that as like the crust for the bottom of it. She puts strawberries on it. Oh man, it's so good. It's so good. The strawberry filling that she puts on there and the cheesecake is just made with love and it's so good. So that is always my favorite dessert. My favorite drink. I'm a seltzer water guy, or specifically club soda more than seltzer water. The bubbles are a little smaller in club soda. If you're talking about an alcoholic beverage, I like Macallan. That is my favorite scotch, a good Macallan 15. I haven't had I've had 18 before. That was really good too, but I don't buy that regularly. 15 is one that I'll buy regularly. And then there was another one that I haven't had yet, but I got to try that one. As far as a mixed drink, I'm a simple guy. Give me a whiskey sour. And as far as my favorite food, my wife's spaghetti. It's never going to change. She can do it with ground turkey and sausage. She can do it with shrimp and sausage, shrimp and ground turkey. My wife's spaghetti, she knows exactly how I like it. There's not a close second either. Favorite DMX song? Oh boy, it depends on the mood that I'm in. I don't have just one. I'll go with Already. And the main reason's because it's a very low-key, unknown song by DMX. Everyone said they had fallen off, he couldn't do it anymore, and everything that he came out with sounded the same. And there was a point in time where it did after a while, right? After the album Grand Champ came out, anything that you heard from DMX was just like, yeah, I kind of expected this already. He's not much of a lyricist, let's be honest, right? But he came out with this song Already. I think it was on a mixtape. I think he wanted to put it on an album. I don't know if it ever made it to an album, but DMX Already. Cats been running their mouth already. Till they get that gun in their mouth already. Like, it was one of those call and response songs, but Already was like every other bar or half a bar or whatever. So, yeah. Yeah, people were saying Soundwave. Yes, sir. Eric, what's going on? Happy birthday, twin. All right, here we go. Mark says, given the team's track record at drafting in the first, do you believe those first rounders lost in the Lance trade would have been hits? No, I don't. And it's not just the 49ers track records. I mean, specifically the first round in general, but even more concerning is John Lynch's track record in the first round. I would say outside of Brandon Ayuk, no one has lived up to the first round hype. And there's some people that would say Ayuk still hasn't lived up to the first round hype, believe it or not, right? Solomon Thomas, Nick Bosa has been up and down, but I think he's lived up to the first round hype. I think so. But he was kind of a gimme that fell in our lap. Had it not been for the hiring of the coach in Arizona, there's no way Kyler Murray went before. Anybody who was going first other than Arizona would have taken Nick Bosa. So that was kind of like a gimme. We couldn't do anything there. We couldn't do anything. All right. Let's see here. Is there anyone in free agency not on the Niners you want? Sure, I'm sure there is. Let's see here. All right, let me just pull up the top 100 NFL free agents really quick, and let's see if there's a name on here that I like. Oh, man, these are in order by position. Let's just hit the top 100. Here we go. Let's see. If Chris Jones makes it through, I would take him, but I don't think he's going to make it through. Danielle Hunter, I know he's had his off-field issues and things like that, but I would take Danielle Hunter. I'm not really big on Calvin Ridley. I don't think we need help at guard. I don't like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I'm not really high on Kendall Fuller. Xavier McKinnon would be a nice one. I think Hollywood Brown could have a nice bounce back year here in San Francisco. Patrick Queen, especially with Greenlaw going through what he's going through. There's some nice ones. If I had to pick just one, I would go with Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter would probably be my top guy. Danielle Hunter. All right. People say should have took Parsons at 12 in 2021, but I think they draft one of the edge guys who came out the U that season. Who do you think they would have drafted if they stayed at 12? Oh man, you're killing me, man. 2021 NFL draft prospects. Let's see. had we stayed at 12, are you telling me I have to pick an edge? Are you telling me I have to pick an edge? 2021, I got to go back in my mind here. Oh man, this was a year, man. This was a year. There's some names on this list, bro. I can't believe Najee Harris was only 2021. It feels like he was there a lot longer than that. I don't know. I guess I should just look at the top 12 maybe and see who went. Trevor Lawrence, Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase. So I would have to start from 12 and down, right? So Jeremiah Wosu went at 12. I don't think we would have taken him. Morig went. Then we got Trey Lance. Well, he was 3 though. I don't really know who I can't remember who I even wanted, because the trade was so much news. Everyone knew it was for quarterback. I was like hyper focused on quarterback. I honestly don't know which way I would have gone. I tell you what, let me just look at edge. How about that? Let's just look at edge, because that's always the Niners' like favorite thing to go to. The Niners always tend to outsmart themselves. They probably would have went with a guy like Jalen Phillips. They probably would have went with a guy like Jalen Phillips or Patrick Jones. Yeah, that's who they would have gone with, I think. Final answer, Jalen Phillips. All right. Do you think it would be smart for the Niners? Oh, shit, I'm well over 15 minutes. All right, last one. Do you think it would be smart for the Niners to pick up Russell Wilson? Yes, I do. I absolutely do. All right. Pardon my wave. Hey, thanks a lot, man, on congratulating me for the new car. All right, guys, it's going to do it. Listen, the 15 minutes are up. These shows are quick hitters. Thank you all for staying up and watching. I appreciate you guys. Round of applause to yourselves for the commitment, especially the people over here on the East Coast. And I will talk to you guys same time, same place tomorrow. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always remain faithful. Peace.